Hey, what's happening?
Hello.
Hey, Tanya.
Hi.
What's going on?
Hey, John. Hey, Jamie.
John.
John's not here.
John over there. That's new John. He's sitting in John's
John,
seat.
Replacement John.
I don't actually know who's over there. That's just John's seat. So you're John tonight.
I'm fine with that.
No.
Big shoes.
Tanya's like, wait a minute.
Big shoes to fill.
This is the Basement Buddies podcast. It's a busy basement down here. We got Tanya.
Yeah.
John sent his wife.
Yes.
Lovely wife, Tanya. And then she was like, I don't want to hang out with Brooks by myself. So then Dave came over and then
volunteered.
Dave was,
yeah.
No, I would totally hang out with you by yourself.
And then I was like, I don't want to hang out with Dave by myself.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I was like, Jamie.
Jamie, please come down.
I'm here to represent.
We needed one adult down here, I think.
Damn it. Yeah. That whole Masters always puts me, oh, come on,
Masters.
Dave.
So we just lost Jackson's cell phone today.
What? Well, actually yesterday.
Yesterday.
Oh.
And yeah.
To be clear, it's not his cell phone. It's Brooks's old phone that's not activated that only operates on Wi-Fi. The audiobook.
I was going to say, why didn't you do like a find my phone?
It only works on Wi-Fi, but for some reason it's popping up on the find my phone app as in front of some sketchy apartments, like
5 blocks away.
So we like went up there and we're like looking around with flashlights. I don't know.
Probably in someone's house.
I think we left it at the park yesterday.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay.
If only he had been told.
To a new house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If only he had been told that he didn't need to bring it before we went. Oh, man. If only.
That's it. That's our news.
That's where like 2.5 hours went this afternoon.
Oh, that's. Yeah, but everyone's got a few extra iPhones because get rid of it. I think I have every phone I've ever had.
I recently just sent mine in to like recycle them.
See, I have like 3 laptops too that I just keep moving.
Just send
around.
Them in. Okay, you can like go online.
Where's in? I mean,
yeah,
you send it somewhere.
Just send it in. Put it in a box and ship it somewhere. You can go online and like tons of places will just. Send you an email with like a FedEx label. Okay. You box it up and they like recycle all electronics.
They purge it for me.
Yes.
Too,
because... They like dismantle it. And like.
I mean, they can look through it if they want.
I know. I was like,
really know what's on there, but I mean, it's not like it's something that I'm sure my nieces or nephews might enjoy something like, no. No, we're just going to go ahead and get rid of all
yeah.
those.
What about all those screenshots you got on those old screens?
Well, I mean, I used to bootleg all sorts of movies, and yeah, I don't know what's on there, honestly. So, yeah, it's probably best to just mail it in.
Do they use it? I mean, because there's different metals and stuff, right? Like, do they break it apart? Is it just reused?
The cell phones, they will refurbish them and give them to like homeless shelters and stuff like
that. Yeah.
You can read about like what your devices will do.
Yeah. That's cool.
And laptops, if they're usable, they'll send them out to schools. And I mean, it really depends.
Wait, if I would have sent it in a couple of years ago, it would have been used for a gold medal. Then all the gold medals from all the medals and the medals for the Elastic Olympic Games were from recycled.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
It should be. Why not?
I mean, it's there. Yeah.
Yeah. 2021, bitches.
I think, honestly, I don't think it's super, it creates a lot of pollution, I think, to break down all that stuff. They like burn it away.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, it's probably pretty bad. Everything we do is bad. Yeah.
Everything we do is
bad. Don't try to do anything good. It's only ruining the earth.
Oh, yeah. Well, whichever. Yeah.
Yeah, right? I feel like every time I get some more information about stuff I've done for a long time, it's like, oh, yeah, that's really bad.
I thought it just stopped at lead and asbestos. Are you telling me that there's things they're putting into everything today that is in 25 years is going to be bad for us?
Oh, gosh, right?
Oh,
what are the late night lawyer commercials for class action suits we're going to see in 25
you're
years.
You're definitely going to have
for me, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I mean, I think
whatever the new one is, yeah.
We have Apple Watches and even just our phones, right? Mm. Like some people are like, you know, super freaked out about phones and EMFs and like all of that stuff. And here's the thing, like, probably not the best thing.
Oh.
But also, like, you're around enough, even if you don't have the benefit of having a phone. So yeah. You might as well benefit from having a phone. Like, I really like my watch. What if I get wrist cancer later? I don't fucking know, but I like my watch. It helps me find my phone.
I'm counting on new wrists.
Yeah,
exactly.
At the store.
Exactly.
Some bionic arms instead.
Ooh, yeah.
My aunt.
Go upgrade my wrists.
Yeah.
My aunt is like been falling apart.
Oh, man.
My Aunt Jude's been falling apart for the past 30 years or something. There was like a class.
Oh, 30 years?
Like a class action lawsuit that she had back in the 90s, and they like paid her.
For
like $300,000 because they're like, this drug that you took completely fucked your life.
Shit.
So like just downhill since then.
Oh.
And she's gotten like new shoulders, new knees.
Yeah,
she needs new hips now. And I'm like, I said, pretty soon, you know, it's going to be brain transplant into like some robot.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And she's going to be fucking till the end of the earth.
It probably seemed like a really good deal.
I feel like she'll.
She's like, yeah, I'm not feeling this yet. But yeah, $300,000 seems like plenty, but I don't I don't think you could.
But
like to go through all those surgeries, new recovery as I get older and older, like you need to pay me more than
that. We're part of a class action lawsuit. Near here, there's like a glass factory that makes decorative glass.
That lead.
And well, first of all, Brooks's brother sent me a text. I was like with the kids out somewhere. He sent me a text saying like there's dangerous air near your house.
Oh.
Only that.
Nothing else.
That's terrifying.
When I'm out and I'm like heading home and I was like, should I come home? Exactly. Like, what the fuck does that mean? And he did not respond. And I was like, but it was because the, you know, this place is just, it basically they didn't have the filters on and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, but like we ended up having our soil tested and stuff because it was like a big deal because we were like, they had zones because it's just right down there. But, we were part of the class action and we got randomly something and we're like, well, we can't sue them if we have end up having like whatever, but
it was like randomly. It was one of those things. Do you want to be a part of this? Say yes or no. And we're like, yeah, sure. Whatever. Got this letter. And then it was like, not a little amount. I was like $5,000 or something.
Damn.
A check.
You guys got $5,000 for that?
A check just showed up and they're like,
that's cool.
We took $3 million that this lawsuit and split it between everybody in the neighborhood.
Because it was only, I mean, it was like only so many people, right? Like we were,
it was like people.
Well, kind of went the other way of the Experian credit check.
Yes.
Data breach.
Yeah.
Where they asked, they're like, hey, we'll give you our free service for 1 year. This was their settlement. Or you can select $125.
Yeah.
Oh.
Everyone chose $125. So, like me, too. And I got another letter that goes, hey, so that thing we promised you, we don't got it.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. They didn't pay anything. And now they're renegotiating the whole settlement because
they thought
want it.
Yeah.
Who
would choose the money over our service?
I filled one out for
1 year.
You know how you always get class action lawsuits in the mail? I got one for purchasing milk from like 2002 to 2008 at Albertsons.
Wow.
And I was like, sure, yeah, I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
And I filled out the paperwork.
Yeah.
And I just actually got a check in the mail for $14.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know what happened to the milk or what was wrong with it, but and I'm not even 100% sure if I actually did in fact buy it. I didn't have
You have to list off
that.
How much milk you bought.
They're coming back.
No, they just said, did you buy milk from 2005 to 2008 from Albertsons? And I'm like, yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
I go there every 2 years for milk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Seems about
Where
right.
Where is Albertsons these days? There's nothing.
There's one on 181st and Gleason that I go to very infrequently.
Yeah, that's
it's kind of by my work.
Exciting one.
Yeah.
I drive by that one. Yeah. There's that Starbucks in the parking lot, too. There's always shit going down right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exciting times.
Well, Dave, I brought you here for a reason.
Uh-oh.
And I want to thank you.
Oh, good.
For forcing my hand.
Being a friend.
I feel like the last time you were here, you looked at my art and we joked about me getting an Etsy store.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, well, you got to do it. And I was like, all right, I'll do it by the time this episode comes out.
Yeah.
And
which was pretty quick, right?
Which was 6 days later.
Yeah,
so I waited till, you know, right before I
Yeah, posted. You're ready to post.
I could have just waited a couple of days. Mm-hmm. Right before, and then, so I did it. And I've, like, sold a bunch of shit.
Dude, this stuff's awesome, too.
I got a pile of it if anybody wants
it's
to go
unique.
To...
It's unique.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
I'm not sure what people do with them.
I could see it on a desk, cubicle, wall well, art. I would put it in my kitchen if...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shrine. Yeah, well, because... We do know what some people have done with them because people made TikToks of what they did with them.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I know one person put them in the back, like, put one in the background of their at home office. So, when they're on video call, it is communicating their feelings.
Yeah.
And then another person, Brooks made a spaghetti monster, right? Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and flying spaghetti monster yeah. which is the deity of. Which religion?
The flying spaghetti monster.
Yeah. So someone has a wall of, like, you know, all the different deities, and they got the flying spaghetti monster, and they had to add it to their wall.
These are, so you do, is fuck the only curse word you work with?
It's what sells best, I gotta say.
Fucktopuses.
Fucktopus.
As you can see, there's one just regular, I call him illiterate octopus.
Got it.
And, you know.
He couldn't spell it.
But he just.
Have you explained to people what these things are, too, I assume, on
they're
the podcast?
They're octopuses that spell fuck.
Yeah.
You should alter them for the holidays and put a little.
Santa.
A thing to hang your stocking on.
Right in front of you, Tanya. Do you see the fuck in front of you?
This one?
No, this. It's like kind of at an angle. Like.
The angled fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's his Christmas one from last year.
Oh, yeah.
That might have been.
That should come back up.
Put a hook on it. So you do all the eyes, all the little details on here. You paint all of that.
Uh-huh. And I cut it out with the bandsaw.
Dude, it's damn impressive. This is super creative. I'm not creative. I work well inside of what people tell me to do.
I hear you, Dave.
You got that, too? I can't. This is cool.
I just.
And this is what he uses, these paint pens to do them.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants some Christmas gifts.
Yeah, these are, I mean.
You know anyone in your life that is in need of a fuck. Yeah.
It dropped off because, you know, my celebrity on I became a mild celebrity on TikTok, you know.
Okay. This was the
How do you know if you're a celebrity? Are you only a celebrity if someone stops you on the street and says, "Hey, aren't you that guy on TikTok?"
I think that's subjective.
I had someone
from your route?
No, a couple of people from my route found me like that I knew and were like, "Wait a minute, you're my UPS driver." But, like, there's a lady that lives down the street. The kids are in the same class with our kids, and she's got a twin. And, like, randomly, this lady started following me on TikTok, and I was like, oh, I know her. She's the gal that lives down the street. No, it was her twin. And I was walking to pick up the kids one day, and she's, like, hanging out with her twin at the schoolyard. She's like, it's that guy from TikTok. Wait a minute, what's he doing over here?
Oh,
man, I'm a celebrity.
I don't think
that's kind
she
of a
knew
big deal.
That like both her sister and her husband follow you, which probably increases the chance, you know, if people you know, whatever. But
I don't.
It's not for you.
Yeah, I'm not the target market. I don't think. For the TikToks.
It's people with ADHD. And, you know, you want to see some real quick and then just...
It just flashes a bunch of videos.
Russian roulette.
Yeah. It's basically like Vine.
It?
Oh, yeah.
Tanya's got it. Mm-hmm. And Jamie, do you have it?
I've had it for like a year.
Of course, because you're married to a TikTok
I'm
celebrity.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's fun to watch TikToks. They're pretty good.
I see the TikToks that get posted through.
Oh, yeah.
Reddit.
Through other social media.
Yeah,
other
I'll see the stuff that's directly related to me.
Yeah.
I think I would.
You get on there and it would, first what it does, it says, you're a man. Here are some boobs for you. Yeah. Do you like this? How long are you going to look at this video for?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll show you some more later.
So it's based on how long you stay on.
Yeah.
Watch the whole video, then the next one, or like might.
Everyone's TikToks are different to what they like to look at. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I probably get sucked into some boobs and butts right off the bat.
They're there for you.
It's tough to.
Yeah. A lot of stuff does get taken down, though.
It started as dancing.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
like everyone would do the dance.
Yeah.
It's definitely a part of
And then it was like whoever did the dance in the skimpiest outfits, got the most follows, and now you probably have a fair amount of TikTok.
I mean, that's definitely a part of it. Like, I'm definitely pretty deep in, like, I mean, there's some good, like, therapy stuff. And, like, moms that are, like, fuck Instagram and, like, trying to look like this is how everything is and wonderful. Like, that's not real. That's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is how it really is. Like, that's what I like about it is people are a lot more realistic.
Mm-hmm.
I follow a lot of HR people on TikTok.
I bet, yeah.
So are people just like,
I follow a lot of teachers.
This is what I dealt with on it. HRing today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's actually some really funny, like some
people
go on there and post like what they dealt with at work and they make it funny. There's even this one lady that I follow that like sings songs about like the shitty people that she works with.
Yes.
It's really funny. I like it.
As an HR manager, is that something you could get fired for?
Who's going to fire
you? Yes,
you
could.
Yeah, right. It's create a paradox.
For doing TikToks.
If your company did not support that you have, because I mean, you can get pretty famous and go viral for that type of stuff. You could absolutely get fired for stuff that you
but
say.
But you wouldn't care because you're TikTok famous.
I mean, you can make money on TikTok. That's why people do it. Yeah.
Do you make money on TikTok?
No. I mean, one time,
besides Etsy,
I sold all these. I probably sold like $1,000 worth of things.
So. Yeah.
But
most of them,
somebody sent me a big box full of applesauce.
Yes.
Yeah, because he,
yes,
that's very funny.
Like 30 different flavors of this one brand of applesauce.
Wait. Someone you did not know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got like a PR package from his TikTok.
Oh,
because
he was eating.
And they wanted you to eat because it was applesauce and hummus or something like that.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
That's how you got famous.
Mm-hmm.
And so now everyone.
It went a little viral.
Did you think you were eating applesauce and it was actually hummus?
Yep.
Okay.
They should not.
It's like a little cup.
It should be illegal for hummus companies.
They need to dye it a very vibrant color so I don't get actually some applesauces.
Oh, and some of theirs it was like blue.
I love applesauce.
Well, we should have had you over when there was.
Yeah, where is all this applesauce?
There was
I have a couple
there's
left.
Like 60 different flavors. Right, like birthday cake applesauce.
Yeah, birthday cake flavored applesauce.
The part that got left out of
that's
that
rad.
Delicious. Yeah, I'd get down.
Green apple.
I would try that.
Good.
Green apple too. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yum.
But the part that was left out is this all was because of like the free lunches the kids got at their school. Or it was like when, you know, we couldn't do anything. We could like go over there and get lunch. I could see an adult. It was awesome.
Yeah.
But they like gave hummus and apples. It was like it's the same containers. They just use the same containers.
Got it.
So that was the where. So this
so
company
I was eating
mostly,
my
they do sell
child's
some. Yeah.
Food, who was specifically paid for by the government to feed children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And here I am. Slopping down their hummus.
Yeah, you poor malnourished children.
But they sent him a finger, like a number one finger with their brand on it. Yeah, I mean, it was a whole thing.
That's cool.
That's cool.
And I'll talk about their...
All right, is that your exclusive applesauce brand now?
That's my brand.
Which brand is it?
ZZ's?
ZZ's.
Do they even... I don't even think they have it at the stores
here,
do they?
They have a few things at the store.
Mm.
Well, we need to...
They also sell roasted chickpeas and sunflower seeds.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that sounds good.
They're pretty good. Especially you know when they're free.
You know what else I've seen? A lot of tattoo artists on TikTok.
I follow a lot of tattoo artists on TikTok, too.
Jamie
then I
got really excited last week. Jamie got really excited last week because that cool tattoo person that you're talking about. Said, hey, I'm going to be tattooing.
Yep.
In Seattle.
He's getting more famous.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
I think I got in with him before he got famous. I just got a big tattoo on my thigh.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. So by Gray Francis. He's
super
beautiful,
famous.
Beautiful tattoo.
Well, and his ferns, like I was thinking about fern tattoo. And so Tanya showed me.
He's a beautiful man.
That's what I'm thinking.
He's so beautiful.
I mean, he's like 100% gay.
Constantly wind blowing his ass. He's still.
He was good looking.
His artwork really looks, it's like botanical drawings, but they're very realistic. Like in some of my favorites, is ferns that are like slightly burned. Like they're like, so it's not always having it be like the perfect version of the plant. It's more realistic, which I really like.
In the tattoo that I got on my thigh, he put like insect bites on the leaves.
Yeah.
Wow. And I was like, oh man, that's so cool, because a lot of the tattoos you even see of flowers or whatever, they're always perfect.
Yeah.
And I love that he adds those really tiny details. Exactly. So he's a really cool artist.
So he was based locally, and now he's getting more famous around.
Yeah, he was based out of Packwood, Washington, which is about 3 hours away from Portland. Okay. So I drove up there.
Nice.
And it was a little tiny, tiny podunk town.
Mm-hmm.
There's seriously like 50 people that live there.
Oh, shit.
So he...
I bet he stands out.
He does, yeah. But he just recently lost his shop there. It was just this really old rundown house that he was renting.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, oh, I was thinking about actually moving to Portland to tattoo. And I was like,
yeah,
you should.
Do well, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, you'd do fine here. So
seems like
plenty of business.
Yeah, somebody that's that popular, like just booked up. And he's charging so many hundreds of dollars an hour.
Well, he only does... I think that he's good enough. He only does specific tattoos now. He won't just tattoo whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
He only puts out artwork that he will put on you. So
okay.
That has to be something that you'd like to do. So, yeah.
So,
right, you have to...
So I just need a tattoo gun. And if anybody wants a fucktopus tattooed on their body... I will gladly give it to them.
Well, first 50% off. Would like it on her. Remember? Did you tell that story on the podcast already? My sister bought a fucktopus just like for fun for a friend, and sent it to him. And he that lives in New York, and he already knew about Brooks's stuff.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm New famous. York,
dude. You are.
I'm framing.
You kind of just,
John.
You just got,
I mean,
just,
there's a certain,
need,
you just, you're Forrest Gump, man. You just like flow through shit and just are the right place of the right. I need to stick closer to you as well.
We need to get you verified on TikTok.
I got this.
How do you do that?
this company I'm going to be great, investing.
Yeah. I know.
I'm thinking about running across America.
Is that who you want to get next?
You're going to run across America?
Just like Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
So he had sent out a thing because it was like, I don't know, like over 6 months ago that you told me about him and I got on his list. And so his one studio was shut down. So he was doing like two long weekends in Seattle, like being a guest at two different tattoo studios. And so he sent out a thing with like options, but there just was one of them that like really called to me. Like it was like this plant, the Douglas fir that my grandpa always used to show me. And I just was like, okay, that, especially because I'm ready for something on my arms, but I need it to be the right thing. And I was like, this is it.
Yeah.
And I like sent a little sob story, you know, just to make it.
Oh, you should have just told him that you knew me.
Hasn't got back to you yet?
I should have. Should I have told you? Tanya, should I have?
I tipped him very well. He was very excited about that.
Well,
so.
There you go. Yeah.
I think I found a tattoo artist I liked.
Next time
I found two.
Do you have any tattoos, Dave?
No, I don't. I'm a blank canvas. I just want to go.
Yeah, what do you want?
I got to go balls deep with a half sleeve on one arm, but I need it.
Oh, really? Wow.
I need it to be cohesive. that's my biggest thing is if I'm going to be tattooed, it all needs to flow together. So
you're big into Mario Kart. So.
Yeah, exactly. Mario Kart. I just want Steam Rainbow Kart. Road wrapped around my body.
I love Rainbow Road.
Do you? Or is it just cool? Because I get my ass beat on that level. But.
It's much easier on the Switch.
Sometimes that feels good.
Well, anyway, two people I like. One guy's in Austin, and he's real good.
Who?
Tattooing McGee.
Costa? Is that it? Or is that a local dude? Eric Acosta Tattoo.
Look him up.
In Austin. I found him on Instagram, and so it was a very
That's
lazy...
That's where you find your tattoo artist.
Yeah, and then the other guy's in, like, Denmark. And
he does There's
the
a lot of people in, like,
ever seen,
Korea
but,
that do really cool tattooing.
Like Denmark. He's a Scandinavian country, not America.
Well, you can always take a trip to get a tattoo. Well, although a half sleeve would take
such an undertaking, and you got to get him to want to take you as a client.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think maybe a more realistic goal is to like start planning it now and try to land with an actual tattoo by the time I'm 40.
There you go. That's a good
goal. 3 years away.
Because when you're doing a full like half sleeve, you probably want the same dude doing it. Like
this is gonna take
12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like
can you do it over, you know, a long weekend, or does he want you to heal in between? All that would have to be worked out. And I imagine if they're booking out, whomever actually is booking out far in advance, it would probably take some pretty big deposits to snag some of the, their time. And their
a lot of the time they want you to pay for that in full up front.
Which I'm fine with. Yeah. Like, and because, I think I would want to almost pay extra and be like, here, I'm going to give you extra money so I don't feel bad when I get really picky about about just how it looks ahead of time. Because I might want you to tweak some things ahead of time. And then I'm like, hell yeah, get after
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, that's Donkey, I think
Donkey
be
Kong
neat.
Is hard to tattoo.
It is, man. But I really need Princess Peach leading the way.
Yeah.
You know.
She was the best.
But I feel like an artist like him, it's like whatever you do is going to look fucking awesome.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
You know, like even if it was.
There's another. Different. I decided I think I want a color tattoo because I wear muted colors all the time. I think I'm black and gray. So I think a full color tattoo would be cool. If I did go black and gray, there's a dude, Thief Hands, I think is in Portland, and he does some cool black and gray and a lot of cool geometrical, like,
ooh, nice.
Yeah, you know, like a patterned work. And
geometric
stuff.
Designs are always nice.
Yeah, awesome. I might switch to geometric for the if I do another sleeve because, you know, obviously I have extra money to be dropping thousands of dollars on tattoos.
Yeah.
Well, you're not buying a house.
Try to buy a house, maybe make some other big purchases. In the next year, you know, like you got to save up some cash for that kind of stuff.
Maybe your corpse will be worth so much money by the time with all these awesome tattoo artists.
I saw a company that preserves your skin for you.
Oh,
what?
Yeah. Damn. They come in and they peel it off you. I think just probably a
to like lemon, hang it on your wall.
A lemon zester. I don't think it's your wall anymore.
Yes, well, not,
yeah.
Great. Yeah, no, they conserve it and put it in glass and then they preserve your art. Yeah, that was my exact thought, Tanya.
I don't know, that sounds gross.
Well, you paid a lot for those tattoos.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably
go.
Like you see we'll some of the
frame
full
your tattoos.
It's
yeah.
Like,
it's like saving a wedding dress.
But you're not framing your tattoos.
Yeah.
You're having your tattoos framed for
somebody who wants them.
Prosperity.
Yeah, I guess. I guess
don't know. Maybe you could like kind of sell them to somebody into necrophilia or something.
Yeah. Yeah, <maybe.
laughs> or just people that, you know, don't have too many fucktopuses and now they need to decorate with someone else's skin art.
Oh, there you go. Sounds, I'm weird. Thanks for having fucktopuses and not needing skin art.
If I was a better MMA fan, I could say, yeah, you could have this guy's skin with all the tattoo. What's the,
I guess you could buy famous people's skin.
Yeah, man,
have some Michael tattoos. Jackson on your wall. Or
who's got famous tattoos?
I got Meta World Peace over here. I have his left
face
arm.
Like, tattoo.
I don't know.
Yeah, you get Mike Tyson's face.
Yeah,
tattoo.
I got Mike Tyson's face.
Oh, speaking of MMA fighters, Conor McGregor's got
tiger
heart. Oh. Tiger? No, is it? It's a tiger.
I don't know.
I would take Harry Styles' butterfly on his chest.
Oh, there you go.
See, these will be like
that is.
This is another.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Oh,
this is another thing.
He's a singer
for billionaires to like collect and trade.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
But I mean, the thing about tattoos is it's like art that gets to live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know.
Like, I think that I'm honestly surprised I've made it this far without getting a tattoo.
I mean, I got one of. I was 18 when I got my first one.
Oh, me too.
Tanya, were you?
Oh, yeah. Like the second I turned 18, I got it like that weekend.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Yeah.
I was a little bit late. I was home from college and I left my mom a note, like, off to get a tattoo.
Oh, nice.
She was crying when Jamie got back.
No, she wasn't.
I thought I raised a better. Holy tattoo.
The best part, my
I think we're past that stigma now with our generation.
Well, a little, yeah, with our
generation, no one gives a shit.
Well, my stepmom was slightly against it until my, I don't know, distant relation. We used to like have dinner every time, like her cousin insulted my tattoo. So that made her 100% on board with tattoos. Like, you don't fuck with her daughter. Like, she was like, really, you want that? Yeah. And then like her cousin says something like, oh, you're gonna have that your whole life. Like, I have a lower back tattoo, obviously. Yeah. That was my first tattoo.
Yeah, because you got it in 2003.
Yeah.
Or,
2001. Thank you very much.
Oh, sorry, I forget how old you are.
Yes, that's right.
Respect.
I am older than you.
I got mine
right.
In 1999.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. But yeah, you just had to
wait a minute. That would have made you like 6, 17?
The year she turned 18, right?
Oh, I don't know how old you are. 99, 01. You're 01?
No. When I graduated?
2000?
I graduated in 2000.
Okay. Were you old?
Oh, no. I didn't get in 99. I got it in 2001.
Yeah. I thought 2001. The time wasn't lining 99. Up.
Yeah. I wasn't even out of high school then. Never mind. Oh, wow.
Some guy did it in the bathroom.
No.
You had a
I went to a shop.
You got a tattoo in 99.
What?
You got something. You get something pierced maybe in 99.
Yeah. I might have got belly a piercing. Mm. I did have my belly button pierced.
For big
yeah.
men.
Belly buttons. Tongues. Yeah. Tongue rings.
You had a tongue ring, didn't you?
I had the lip ring. Lip ring. And the gauged ears because... Mm.
Because yeah. why?
You worked a Zoom.
John had that too.
Because I looked good, you know? I don't know.
Because it's just what you do.
I needed some way to express myself.
There you go. Yeah, yeah.
Probably, sure. No, probably the root reason was to attract women.
Yeah.
It's
what else?
Gotta be.
Did you have like some skater guy kind of look?
Yeah, I had
the skater boy.
I was definitely Avril Lavigne's
muse
for that song. It must have been to look cool. And the only reason you try to look cool at 18 years old is to attract women.
I mean, does it stop?
Now.
I mean, I bought this new flannel today to attract a woman.
That's a good looking flannel.
I like it. It's very pretty.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I mean.
Are belly button piercings as popular now with younger kids? Like, since the pants are up higher?
I don't think so.
Like, in our age, it was like.
It's kind of a zipper.
Low rise.
Oh, and like. Crop top, so like the belly button showed, but like I don't think the belly, like I think it's, pants go if you're cool and like younger, like your pants are like hitting at your belly button.
You're wearing the mom jeans right now.
Yeah,
I think I would be wearing leggings exclusively.
Like you were a girl, amazing.
Yeah,
or just now.
If I could, guys can't.
They're
I'm
so
sure they can, but it's just a slightly different anatomy thing, and it's
It needs a little more fabric.
It's not a good look.
Area.
It's well, you here's what I got going on.
There's a sewing pattern I can make them
with a pouch.
You got the
padded cod piece of some sort.
No, man.
I still carry that all the time. She's constantly like, "Oh, I'm mailing it in. I'm wearing leggings." I was like, "One, you look fantastic." And two, I don't blame you. Yes, leggings look good in any situation.
I agree.
Professional,
I
laid back, around the house.
Yeah.
Wear the leggings.
I mean, Tanya's wearing them right now, right?
So comfortable.
Are those a pocket on the side?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And that's a pocket wearing a legging.
These are loose leggings. These are joggers.
A jogger.
Yeah.
That looks super comfortable too.
They are. They're made out of bamboo.
Yeah. I do appreciate that men's pants are getting stretchy, though. I don't know.
Fuck yeah.
That is nice.
It makes it great for when you gain weight.
Yeah.
It's pants should never be stiff.
Well, like, our bodies change just even given a day, right? Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, a couple pounds based off of, like, how much sodium you had the night before, probably.
Water intake.
Kung Fu Panda. I had
Panda Express.
Panda Express, thank you. so now I'm retaining a bunch of water because I had 33,000 milligrams of salt.
Tanya, have you tried on, like, the stylish jeans? Like, I want to like them, you know, like, where they're, like, the high-waisted, but they're looser.
I have not, because I don't know. I did bust out some of my old, like, 2002 circa more straight leg pants, because those are definitely a little more popular right now. But I can't do the, like, baggy, like, straight. High waisted. I don't know. I've never tried on a pair. I shouldn't say that because I haven't tried it. So
it's like I felt like I needed to like go to like a whatever, go downtown to like the nice jean places to like really get a feel for it. But it's like maybe it just doesn't belong to us. Like we have children. Like
I think
there's a thing about, you know, like the like 16 to 24 year old body that it just happens to look better on, and
it
like
just happened to be really thin.
Exactly.
No, I think it kind of looks the same. I guess I don't really pay a lot of attention
to me. It looks really frumpy. Like, I don't like that look, especially when people like pair it with like, a cropped sweatshirt. You're like,
that's not,
looks weird. I don't know.
I think they got a like, that's a pass for to be a young lady with that as an option. Because, like we said, the low rise, that was an impossible jean
I know.
How did he even work magic? Oh, poor, witchcraft?
Poor the ladies that had to wear those. Like,
I mean,
good
luckily
luck
they were
not,
stretchy.
Yeah, good luck not, like, I think it would just be a difficult look to pull off.
It's yeah. I totally wore those, but I was insanely thin when I was really young. So
yeah, you would
I think
need
that
to
was
be
the
super
only.
Thin. That was essentially what I'm trying to get. Yeah, with yeah. Like, trying to sound body negative.
No, yeah.
You know what I mean, right?
That was just... Well, I mean, like, because physically, I mean, the pants now that hit at the waist, that's where the body naturally comes in. Yeah. Versus the low rise that hit.
Oh my
like,
God,
where
they're like under your hip
out.
Bone.
Yeah, yeah. But also, I probably wouldn't have had a lower back tattoo if that hadn't been the pants style at the time. Like it totally. Actually, one of the first year I taught, so I was like 23 maybe, it was towards the end of the year, one of the girls told me, like, there's like a weird kid in the class, you know, that was just kind of like and this one girl that was really sweet, it was at the end of the year, she was like, his name was Jimmy, I think. Jimmy has a Facebook, but the only thing on it is my teacher has a tattoo above her right butt cheek. And she was like, and I think he means you. And I was like, oh.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. It's the only thing on it.
And, you know, I was trying hard to not be whatever.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah.
Show it off. Yeah. Well, you made an imprint on Jimmy.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's just what I was going for.
He probably dates women exclusively with lower back tattoos.
But I did have some pants that I felt like hot shit in. Like, I had some pair of, like, light blue corduroy, low rise, flare.
Yeah. Britney Spears style. Yeah, that's like the
totally
Pepsi
Britney
commercial.
Spears style. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, hit me, baby, one more time for sure. Yeah. But have you, like, noticed, like, seen, like, teens running around that have, like, the grunge style from when we were in high school?
Yeah, like, they get
the
like
wide...
Doc Martens and
oh yeah, that style.
Doc Martens are back.
Like those super like wide pants.
Yeah, like the JNCOs.
With the wet.
Oh my God, I wore JNCOs.
That's in the
too rich for my blood.
K skip or Swiss K?
K Swiss. Yeah.
We sound so old.
Yeah, I know. No, but like seeing them, but it's like kind of like a mind fuck because it looks like they're dressing in the set because it's even like the like. You know, the little tiny ponytails right above the crown of your head.
And like and the they brought hair. Birkenstocks back. Like,
yeah.
I mean,
it's all
just...
cyclical.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Don't throw away your clothes.
They think they're hot shit.
I saved some of my clothes because I was like, oh, maybe June will think they're funny or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a stash of old clothes that I'll give to her.
It might be like twice out of fashion by the time she
Well,
gets
I mean,
it.
It'll come around sometime, right?
Halloween costume.
It all comes back around, right?
And she'll be like pushing that middle part again.
Oh, my mom gave me the most rad outfit from the 70s that she wore. It was like green corded bell bottoms.
Fuck yeah.
With like, it was a jacket that was corduroy to green as well, like bright green. And then underneath the shirt was like a button up with like really pointy
collar.
Yeah, really pointy collar, and it had like trees
like,
on
like
it.
At least 4 inches. Oh, it
was, and I like even when I was my mom was super super thin. I barely fit into it when I was like 18. So,
oh yeah,
I don't know what
People
I did.
Were smaller
that.
Back then.
Yes,
they were.
Vintage clothing is no joke.
Yeah,
I try to tell myself that it was just dried a bunch of times. No. There was no guy above 180 pounds
I know.
In the 70s.
They're all so thin.
They didn't have high fructose corn syrup.
Right? Yeah.
They hadn't made it yet.
Yeah, the vintage clothing shopping. Yeah. When Ooh. You know, after my skater boy phase, I kind of went into the vintage phase too, because you know, early Portland hipster, right?
Yeah,
it was impossible to find anything.
Right? Me too.
My mom went and saw the Doors in concert.
Nice.
Back when she was a hippie,
she
when she was like 17. And he, what's it, Van Morrison?
Mm-hmm.
Or
yeah.
Took off his shirt and threw it in the crowd.
Your Did she get it?
And she grabbed it. Like her and her friends had it.
Yeah.
And she's like a small gal. And it was tiny. Like,
yeah.
It was like a child's like a... shirt.
I mean, to be fair, that dude was pretty thin. I mean, granted, His diet was heroin and cocaine.
Yeah, maybe some water.
Some body bulk. Jim Beam, probably. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
You want to? We got some questions here.
Sure. Yeah.
Superfan Dave. What are we up to? John marked them off over there.
Okay.
Not Superfan Dave. Superfan Joe.
Superfan Joe.
I made Tanya a margarita, and. After having my own margarita, and now I'm
making
two
you drink
margaritas.
That one.
All right. So we want to go with the next one.
So if I'm slurring a little.
All right, apologies. Superfan Joe.
Superfan Joe, he asks, 100 great questions.
If you could live anywhere in the world and maintain your ideal quality of living, where would it be? So I'm imagining this question is like, hey, you can live anywhere, but you still get a running water and a toilet.
Is that
what I'm understanding?
I see.
And maintain your ideal quality of living. So
running water,
I mean, there's a lot of out. Where's the coolest place to live?
Where's the coolest place just place-wise?
Yeah, I think it would.
You just want to go to?
If you could live anywhere in the world and maintain your ideal quality of living. So my ideal quality of living would be having my family, friends, and loved ones nearby. That's a big reason why I don't even consider living outside of the United States.
Sure.
So that would open up a lot of doors. So if you could have your family with you, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, you could just build like a little compound somewhere.
Well, I mean, yeah, they're just magically teleported there because, you know,
teleporters.
Joe's got this stuff figured out.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's so much of the world I think we don't really know about because it's not a heavily documented touristed location.
It's all the resort towns of the world.
I imagine there's large parts of China that are super cool that we don't think about or know about.
Oh, I'm sure there's
like
lots
tranquil,
of
tranquil, like,
yeah, I bet China's
valleys
beautiful.
With mountains in the background and lakes and something like that seems nice.
The
but,
top of Mount Everest.
Yeah.
Like, you can see pretty far.
Yeah.
On a clear day.
Yeah. So you just want to live on the top of Mount Everest.
Just right up at the top. You know, I high five the guys that, guys and gals that make it up there.
I think I'll just kind of like use up. I would like to live to where, like, I want to be living in a tranquil green valley, right?
That'd be cool.
With mountains all around and like a river, kind of like a lake nearby. I don't think the coast is as important to me as the rivers and the mountains.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm.
And I would like it to snow where I live occasionally.
Oh.
So that's where I'd like to live. Wherever that is, I would like to live there.
That sounds good.
I'm sure it lands in a lot of places.
Yeah,
but
yeah, it could be a lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
I have mine.
What's yours?
Go for it,
honey. I choose Bern, Switzerland.
Ooh.
That was where my father was born.
Cool. Oh,
and actually, John, when we went to Europe, we took a little jaunt over to Bern and saw the little Swiss chalet that my dad was born in.
Aww.
And it was beautiful. And I mean, rolling mountains. It was Switzerland is
freaking Alps,
gorgeous.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's incredible.
So I would buy that house.
Well,
just because it was my father's and it no longer is. So it's not in our family anymore. But it was like the cutest little house. So I want to buy that if I had the opportunity to.
Mm-hmm.
Is Switzerland's like pretty cold most of the year?
I mean, it snows a lot there.
Snows just a lot of snow.
Yeah.
I mean
I think it's because it's a high elevation.
Alps, yeah.
I don't think it's nearly as wet, though.
I think they know how to deal with it pretty well, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's like they've been living there for a while.
It's pretty damp here compared to even places that get a lot of snow.
Yeah. So
snow year round.
I don't know. Yeah. I like
that's
it there.
A good one.
So, yeah. Tanya, is your dad Swiss then?
He is, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So you're half Swiss?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Mm. Yeah. He speaks German.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
When did he come over here?
When he actually moved to the U.S. when he was 5, they actually stopped. It's easier to get your citizenship when he moved to Canada first. So he lived in actually in Banff, Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Really gorgeous
That's
part
a
of
cool
Canada.
Spot, too.
They lived there before they crossed over and they went down into Idaho. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah.
Where would you live, Brooks?
I'm just really content with whatever's easiest. Like, I mean, just drop me anywhere, really, and I'd be cool with it if it had all my things. I don't
Ooh.
Know. Fuck, I don't dream.
Would you live
you
on the water, like on a beautiful beach with white sand, or?
That'd be nice.
Yeah. Do you just want to move 20 blocks to the east or something?
Really.
Like, you just get over right here. You can't think of anywhere.
The hassle of going.
Okay. You're magically teleported here, man. Here. You don't have to pack your stuff.
I've never thought about it. I really.
Wow.
Like every place sounds pretty awesome. And I'm here right now.
I bet you'd fit in pretty much anywhere. So
anywhere I go would be like pretty. Yeah. I'd have fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've always wanted to go to Ireland. Ireland's like...
Ooh, pretty, Ireland would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to go there, too.
It's
I've
just,
never been.
My family's been to Scotland a lot. It looks pretty.
But like off on one of the piers where it's like, I like... if I could have off on one of the, you know, out.
Yeah,
like the island. Cliffs of Moher is what you're thinking, like where you're overlooking, like there's nothing around you. Yeah, you're okay.
Like I like nothing, and I like things.
Mm-hmm.
So if I could just drive like 10 minutes down the road, and there was like some stuff there.
Oh, it's all there. You have all the creature comforts.
Yeah, all those.
You are maintaining your ideal quality of living. So yes, you have all of those.
It would take me 20.
You can still have your job. Driving the same route via this question, if you
teleporter.
Yeah. Possibilities are endless.
It would be like always changing. If I could just be like,
that'd be cool. Stuff like,
that would just be awesome.
Move around a lot.
Yeah.
Like, just imagine being so rich where you could just stay wherever on the world.
Yeah.
That'd
like,
be cool.
Yeah.
And you would just be like, hey, next week I'm going to be in Burma and I'm just going to fly there. Everything will be ready for me. I'm going to show up completely nude and all my clothes that fit the trend.
I will have new clothes made for me. Yeah.
Obviously.
I think that would be cool for a short period of time. I think it would actually be very lonely. Like in the long run.
Yeah.
Like would... you wouldn't really have any friends. Everybody would just want you for your money or
they can
want to
have
know
my
you.
Money.
I know.
I'm cool with that.
Who cares? I mean, who cares? People. But I think actually, like, not having a place that you call like home and having a home would get kind of depressing. Like,
roots are important.
Just, yeah.
Like, roots and family and friends. I mean, seriously.
Just, I don't know. After a while, like, it'd be fun in the beginning when you're like going and seeing all these places. But after that dies down. No, thanks.
Jamie, where would you live?
Yeah.
Well, so Brooks's parents' property is really, really sweet. And my grandpa owned, he was a forester, so he had 200 acres in Ohio, which is similar, like near the 45th parallel. So it's still, I mean, different, but still just woods, forest. So I think like being able to be out there, but still have stuff close. Like we have to drive like, whatever, 2.5 hours to get there.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be nice to like. Yeah,
to have all the stuff you need and still be able to be removed from.
Right. I mean, getting to just be able to walk out into the woods where nobody else is ever going to fucking go.
Yeah.
And sit with the ferns and moss is just, I love that. So if I could have a little bit more of that, that'd be pretty sweet.
That's.
But like, we have a fucking hot tub here, man.
You're going to have the hot tub.
Okay.
You're going to maintain that.
We already have one.
Ideal quality of
like,
living.
I don't know. Yeah. We're feeling good.
Maybe there's a hot spring, you know.
Yeah.
This is a fictional / real place.
There are jets in that hot spring?
Yeah. You know it.
Okay. All right. Now you're talking.
Bubbles. Yeah. Do we just do one? You want to do two?
Two questions.
Okay. All right. What is the first what is the first movie that you have a memory of watching? That I remember very first movie I remember watching.
The one I've talked about it a lot on this podcast, the one that's like burned into my brain is Pet Sematary when I was 9.
Okay.
9.
Yeah.
And
Pet Sematary is pretty.
I don't watch that movie.
It's hard.
And it was like, because I watch it, my mom, I've told, like said this before, my mom was living in New Mexico and working down there. And we would go down and visit her for weeks, like a couple weeks. And like each kid would go down there for a couple weeks in the summer. And she had to work while we were there. So she dropped me off at like a friend's house and she lived in an apartment and she got off work at 2 a.m. or something. So we watched Pet Sematary at their house. They watched me, whatever, from 2 till 10 p.m. or something. And then we watched that. And then they're like, all right, I'm going to drop you at your mom's apartment at 10 p.m. And it was just me, like, in her apartment, like, oh, fuck.
That'd be awful.
Just crying. Mine's like, rocking back and forth.
Yeah.
Being like, what's my mom getting? And then, like, immediately when she got home, I, like, crawled into bed with her. And I was
of
like,
course, yeah.
I'm safe now.
Mine's kind of similar. It's a scary movie. My dad went through kind of a time frame where he would just watch scary movies, and I was 5, I think, and he watched a movie called The Blob.
Yes.
Where it would like eat people and or whatever, absorb them, like absorb them. Yeah. And that really freaked me out. I mean, that's probably my first movie I remember watching. Yeah.
I remember two. And we lived in Iowa when my dad was in med school until I was about six. So that'd have been 91. I remember seeing The Little Mermaid in the theaters.
I saw it in the theaters. I was eight.
Yeah. I remember seeing The Little Mermaid in the theaters. I think that was 89.
Yeah, 89.
I was probably four. And I remember exclaiming, when I was telling my mom about it, I was telling her how the octopus lady got stabbed in the belly button. And I don't know why that memory sticks out. But I don't know if my parents also watched A New Hope at that house in Des Moines as well, because I vividly remember watching the opening scenes and like the lasers going over. I know that now they're battleship pieces, but I remember watching A New Hope out there too. So it was one of those two.
Yeah.
Either, when did that come out?
New Hope was 84? Four. I don't know. I would need to Google that.
We can't do it. I'm sorry.
I do remember watching Terminator with my parents too. They really liked that movie.
Yeah, I mean, props to my dad. And my mom. New Hope before I was 5 years old. I do appreciate them.
The other day I was watching Django Unchained.
Oh yeah,
it's on
1977
with Jackson and Daniel.
Oh
gosh, no.
I was watching Django Unchained as they were like going to bed, and it was like their bedroom doors open, their lights are off, like they're not asleep, but whatever. And Jamie's saying, "Hey, should you really be watching this? Because we don't really watch like our own shows around them too much. We like try and pick out stuff for them." And I'm like, "Well, he's nine and they're six. They gotta know that we watch our like." R-rated movies.
I was like, but you have to go with this, because it was like, you know, there's some intense.
that is
Django.
Yeah,
that's jumping off the deep end.
Thank you.
That's throwing a kid into the ocean.
Well, he wasn't in the room.
Yeah, it was. I was like, no.
I like the way you die, boy.
Yeah. Oh, let's add some more blood to that scene.
I love it. It's like, you know, 200% more blood than any.
That's a decent movie. Jamie, do you have a? Did you hear the question?
What's the first movie I remember?
Yeah, correct.
So I was thinking about it while I was on my adventure. Daniel, by the way, was on the stairs.
Listening.
Oh, yeah.
Just quiet. Sure. Well, at least he's
quiet.
Like, I was
seeing as they're talking about, if you're talking about him.
When I was a kid, I would sneak out of bed and, like, just slowly crawl all down the stairs, second floor, like, downstairs to the living room. My dad's watching TV, and I'm just like, inch by inch crawling in the dark, like waiting behind doors and stuff. Take me 20 minutes to get downstairs, and I'm like, at least I was quiet about it.
Yeah.
And then I would, like, without him knowing at all, I'd watch TV for probably 2 hours.
I used to do that too.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that did that. I'm really glad you shared that, because I totally did that.
Yeah,
Wait, are kids ever in bed though? Or
I hear some footsteps.
Really are. Yeah, still up there.
As long as you're quiet, I don't care.
Yeah.
Just be quiet.
Yeah. Yeah, the kids went to bed the other night. They were like doing this game where they drew castles and like on the same, anyway, it was the whole thing. They went to bed and they were like obviously still doing it, but they were being nice to each other and quiet. Like, we don't give a fuck.
No.
Just hear you, nice.
Yeah.
We hear you calmly talking in your room. Like, we're like, yeah, this good. Is what we want. Perfect. Yeah,
cool, man.
If you think you need to sneak doing that, yeah. Just keep thinking you need to sneak it.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sneak reading, okay.
Sure.
Yeah. Go
for it. I don't even have kids and I know that would be fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. You're quiet while you do it.
Yeah.
Keep it up, man.
Yeah. Quiet. That is something that I have an abundance in my life. We did a Friendsgiving with some of Carrie's friends last night, and yeah, it's a lot of kids. You don't think about being around that many kids. Fewer and farther between. I mean, with the pandemic and such.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, I used to get large doses hanging out with John and Tanya for their weekend things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hadn't been around that many kids in a while. We left, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
It's a lot,
that was stimulating.
Yeah.
It's nonstop.
For sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. That's why, yeah, you want to play video games for a little while? Go for it.
Yeah.
I might default to that too much. I don't really know how I would handle it. I'd be like, you want to play video games all the time? Sure.
Well, I played a lot of video games. It was like, you know, yeah, it's what worked best.
Yeah.
When I wasn't playing video games, I was a shit apple around the house.
A shit apple.
And, you know.
Shit apple.
And then, hey, Mario 64, sure.
Yeah.
Get all the stars. Take your time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Where's Brooks? He's being quiet upstairs.
Well, he's not being a shit apple. So.
Exactly. So I think the first movie I remember is Bambi.
Oh, Bambi.
And feeling so sad.
Gosh.
My mom got fucking killed and all the things. But I think that came before. I know when I was like 5 or 6, my dad had me watch Birds.
Oh, Birds. Why are all of our memories? Well, yeah, there are some traumatic.
Yeah. Moment. When he was like, this is really scary.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was like, this is really scary. So I was determined to not be scared by it.
Of course. Yeah. I think one of the first, another movie, just movies that had large impacts. I vividly remember watching all of Forrest Gump with my dad and mom. Because I was like,
I watched it. I was
like
eight?
11. No,
it came out
94.
94? Yeah.
So we were nine.
Yeah, I remember the boob scene.
Yeah, where she's playing the guitar.
I was like, oh,
yeah,
as a kid, you're
my dad stood up in front of the TV. Like, he stands up and, like, dances in front of the TV when there is,
block
like,
you?
Yeah, so we didn't see it.
That draws more attention to
it. Oh, it absolutely does.
Just makes you want to see it even more.
Yeah, I mean, if you met my dad, you'd be like, no, that makes sense.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. Now I just need to download a TikTok, apparently, and I'll...
Yeah.
Hours and hours of content.
Hours and hours, just based off of how quickly I swipe away from it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What would you, I really want to know what you would end up on, Dave. I learned that I have ADHD.
Diagnosed from TikTok?
Yeah.
TikTok diagnosed. Nice. I hadn't really thought about it, but it's like all these people with ADHD are like, this is a thing I do. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh shit, I also do that thing.
It's really fun when I'm mad at him for something and he's like, I have ADHD.
Oh gosh.
I stopped doing that a couple months ago.
Oh, yeah. Good.
When I learned.
When you got diagnosed.
When I got TikTok diagnosed, yeah. Of course, I was like, you know, screaming from the mountaintop.
Yeah.
It was like.
I imagine they would figure out that I'm a male over 30 pretty quickly if the TikTok algorithm's any good. So it would shove a lot of, it would figure out that I'm a contractor pretty quickly too.
Oh, yeah. I don't even really like to watch John's TikTok because it's a bunch of like machining videos.
Yeah,
John,
I get down
and I'm like, this is boring. No, he doesn't post anything, he watches TikTok.
Okay, his,
like when I watch his TikTok, I'm like, oh.
That's a... Yeah, I guess you would find out a lot about your partner that way. Yeah.
Although we do follow some of the same people, so
it'd be like
we
a marriage
do.
Counseling exercise. I need you to watch your husband.
Is your TikTok similar to each other?
Yeah.
Is it a bones day or no bones day?
Right?
I also learned that I'm really supportive of people. I'm a hype person for strangers.
That's cool.
So if there's
hype people.
So if there's like a regular, like a sweet lady, she's doing her best. And I'm like, I'm 100% for what you're thinking. You go, girl. Like, laughy face.
Mm-hmm.
Keep on keeping on.
Mm-hmm.
And she, you know, motivate, I don't know. So I'm just like a whole bunch of random people that aren't followed by very many people.
Well,
I'm
that's
like,
how you get more followers,
hey,
too. Because then that lady that you said something nice to will follow you back.
And she'll buy an octopus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, there are
a
few that, like, I think, like, because, like, I did a few TikToks with people, and then people, like, asked to be my friend afterwards. I'm like, oh, sure. And then, like, yeah, they post a lot of stuff, but maybe don't have a lot of people. And I'm like, I feel obligated sometimes. I'm like, oh, well.
This just comes back. This just feels like early Facebook to me with friends.
But except for the thing about it is it's not friends. I don't
you don't know any of the people, really.
No.
But I treat them like my
friends. You don't feel like that's not similar?
No, it was more like Facebook. I mean,
Maybe I didn't do Facebook.
I was the early days of Facebook, friend, when you still had to have an EDU account.
Remember people that went to college, Dave?
I do, yeah.
I could get on Facebook. And we were like, why can't we?
I used my community college. That was good enough. They didn't discriminate against the cc.edu.
When poking was a big deal on it.
Oh, yeah.
I was hanging out over there on the Friendster. Was it MySpace?
I had a MySpace. I like to be able to dial my MySpace in and learn some quick coding.
I learned how to code from MySpace.
I could have some emo song playing in the background.
Did you have to do coding?
Yeah,
a lot of that stuff. It was some HTML stuff,
to make your page real awesome with music. We got an email.
An email
from who?
It's from Andy. Superfan Andy.
Yes.
It's titled "Escaping Cats."
Meow.
Gentlemen and women, gentle people.
That's okay. He thought John was here. So
gentle.
I'm sitting in the truck outside Mandy's swim meet. Why am I not inside? No spectators allowed, which is not what Brandy told me when she said, you should take Mandy to her swim meet on Saturday. On the subject of catalytic converters, my catalytic converter was stolen.
Oh, goodness.
A week and a half ago.
Well,
Dave just...
That was my last comment to Tanya as we parked. I was like, God, I just hope no one crawls under my truck.
Well, it's so easy. No guarantees around here, friend.
Yeah, fuck.
Punch it.
Yeah.
There might
You're
be
sleeping
a guy.
Right above it.
Yeah.
I have some pepper spray. Mm. So, in case we need to use it when we leave.
Yeah, well, I'm hiding behind you. Anyway,
I have, in fact, had people hit my parking lot and steal them 3 separate times this year. He's got a auto repair shop.
That's right. Yeah.
And so now all the cars left overnight are parked under lights and cameras in full view of the road. It depends on specific converters. Original equipment are worth much more than aftermarket, but scrapyards will buy converters for $25 up to $200.
Wow. Really? Well, no wonder people are stealing them.
We need to stop doing that.
Yeah, don't buy them, bitches.
I mean, I got all the tools. I can make some money on this. I have people over for the podcast.
Do you have someone stealing my catalytic converter right now, Brooks? Is that why you wanted me on
Andy,
there?
For your next email, can you please tell Brooks how to steal more catalytic converters for his new business on Etsy? Thank you.
On Etsy, I'll paint them up.
Yeah.
I'll paint up those catalytic converters.
Yes.
Put some octopuses on there and, you know.
They'll buy a lot of drugs of your choice. I've heard heroin is a bigger problem than meth, but what do I know up where he is in New York?
Oh.
Sandy is home for Thanksgiving, his daughter, first year away in college.
Oh.
I picked her up from the airport last night. After the holidays, she only has 10 days, and then she's home for the rest of December. So I wasn't in like an away college. Were you guys...
No.
I mean, I went to Portland State like later in life when I already had a house. So,
So you, Jamie, did you come back from college and then
for Thanksgiving?
For Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And then like went back for just like a little bit and then came back?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just was in Eugene. So
yeah.
It was like 2 hour drive. So for sure, I came home and sometimes I would bring friends that like lived in California. They would come home with me. Like, Cara came home with me.
Oh, for Thanksgiving instead
of
going
instead
back
of flying
twice.
Down. Because then there's still like 3 more weeks of school. Like, you still have to go the
you
whole time.
You should have Andy on the podcast.
Yeah, now we can call him up.
You should.
Yeah, I guess.
He like writes an email every week.
What
yeah. It's like your biggest fan.
He is our biggest fan.
Is that official?
I mean,
I don't like to, you know, label things.
Yeah.
My Jackson came up to me the other day with 2 pictures. Him, like Jamie was saying, him and Daniel were drawing pictures of castles.
Yeah.
And he's got Daniel's and his. And he says, which one's better? And I'm like, you know what? I can't say. I'm not allowed. I will not say. They're both good. Yours is good because you're 9 and his is pretty good because he's 6.
It's better than yours when you were 6.
But he is much better when you were 6.
We're not saying that.
I'm not saying that. I'm leaving that out.
But don't ask.
Don't ask. There's going to be a time.
So you just, so the moral of the story is you won't pick. Andy,
well,
I think
not when it comes to your
fan.
Kids.
I think we'll
or
go
his
ahead
fans. And... They're like his children, Tanya.
I see.
Andy is my child. Joe is my child.
Oh, yeah. Joe, this is a very comprehensive list. I don't normally sit in this chair, so I don't get to see all this.
There's a lot of questions on this. 100 yeah. questions, to be
yeah.
exact.
You know, you're down to two. You have two left.
Somebody else sent in some more
questions,
left.
We
right?
got another 27. And if all anybody right. wants to email in questions or, you know what, I demand it.
Demand.
From who?
From anyone.
Anyone
from,
that has an email.
Anyone that has.
I already gave, I gave you guys 50.
You did great.
50?
Yeah, you did 50.
Yeah, I wrote 50 questions.
Super fan, Tanya. Huh.
We got 49 from Alex.
Yeah.
We got 50 from Tanya.
Yeah.
Joe gave 100.
Wow.
I know. What a jerk.
What a fuck. Just to blow 50, everyone else out of the
he
water.
He gives 100.
Yeah.
A fuck.
It's like whatever Tanya does.
It's like
out.
The person that bids $1 yeah. over on Price is Right.
You're
fuck
like,
you.
Oh. Yeah.
And a second email from Andy. One more thing.
Oh.
Gentlemen, I forgot to mention, hope your family is will have a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh,
it's Thanksgiving
nice.
Week.
Yeah.
It is.
When this comes out, we just had Thanksgiving. How full are you, Dave?
So full. I think I'll probably, I mean, I definitely just had, I don't know which way to speak in the past tense. I'm going to eat Thanksgiving at least 3 times.
Yeah. Oh, fine.
Maybe 5.
Nice.
Five. Wow.
Oh, that's, what was our record, Jamie? It's like
we had,
4, 3?
We had 4 in one day, maybe 4, 3?
We were
three
all
sure.
over town. And
yeah.
It was like when we were first dating and her
yeah.
mom
trying
and
trying to
her
be
dad
with everybody.
Had right. things going on and.
Boo.
Now
it's all
going to
be just
I have a question. I have a question for you all. How much, like, how deeply do you really care about the different dishes? Like, if you showed up at Thanksgiving and there were different, like, would you really care? Or are there certain things that, like, it doesn't count as Thanksgiving?
There's no yams. Oh, no.
Like, how
get
deep does your care go? Or, like, are you more of an opportunist?
I don't care. I just like food.
Yeah.
So if there was food there, I mean, I would eat it. Like, yeah. It doesn't have to be. I'm pretty sure John's mentioned this, but like, we hate turkey.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's fine.
But like you want to go through the effort to fix it if you don't really like it.
I don't make it. My
no,
mom
have,
usually brings it
yeah,
over. So
we have a ham.
Yeah. I don't know. So as long as there's food there, and I super love potatoes, so.
Yes.
I don't know if
what
there's
that,
potatoes.
What if there's no potatoes?
Well, then I would make them and bring them.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. So there are
no
some
potatoes.
Things that you just have.
But like,
to have.
I mean,
I think that it's a scarcity
care.
Thing almost because I don't get stuffing. You know, you can make stuffing whenever you want.
Yeah.
Apparently, yes.
I didn't know that.
Only Thanksgiving. Yeah.
You can, but we don't. So anytime I get
like,
for Thanksgiving stuff
good.
Like stuffing
yeah.
the yams. Mashed potatoes I have a lot during the year. Not a lot,
yeah.
but, you know, more. Turkey, it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm not going to cry if there's no turkey. I would like a protein if
yeah.
we can
yeah.
if we can
it
figure
helps,
something like
helps,
that out.
It helps process everything.
I would rather not be like day-old McDonald's patties. So,
oh, yeah,
you
no.
know, there's some threshold to where I would be a little bit upset. But I think I'm with you, Tanya. I love food and,
yeah.
You know. I would just be disappointed. I would figure out another time, honestly. Like, if what I wanted at Thanksgiving wasn't there, I'd be like, you know what, David? This is your time to shine.
Yeah.
You're going to go buy.
Just have another
You're gonna
day.
You're going to go buy some yams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to throw them in a Pyrex pan with some brown sugar and some marshmallows, and you're going to have your candied yams.
But do you do it? Like, I remember last year thinking the same thing about, like, the stuffing. I'm like, oh, like, I like this. I don't know. I made it for the first time. I'm like, this is good. It was yummy.
Yeah.
I have not made it since. Like, do I just like it because it's a thing I like on Thanksgiving?
I think there's a lot to that.
Like,
yeah.
is it nostalgia?
Yeah.
Thing?
I do. I had a friend once. She would make stuffing all the time. She was also, like, a massive stoner, so I think that has
okay.
something to do with
yeah.
it, too.
I mean, it hits.
She would be like, I was like, what are you doing? I'm making stovetop stuffing. I'd be like, okay, yeah. I mean, it's 98 degrees outside in
it's
July.
It's so easy to make stovetop, though.
Right?
You yeah. seriously boil some water and dump in the box.
Some
and
dehydrated
it's done,
breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
And
so good.
Here's
too.
Your bread mush
yeah.
with.
Spices?
Sage?
Yeah,
I don't
salt.
Know. What's the,
don't
yeah,
salt,
the salt and sage yeah. or whatever that one spice is in
thyme?
Stuffing that you would.
Is there thyme?
But you can have, like you can have pumpkin pie. Yeah, same thing. Pumpkin pie is like four things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But why not, you know, spring break pumpkin pie?
Because Costco doesn't sell it. I know. Costco for my pumpkin pie.
We just had a guy. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Nance. That's my ma. But I appreciate everyone that spends a lot of time making a pumpkin pie. And objectively, it is better than Costco. But it's not that much better. Like it can't
Costco
be,
has their pumpkin pie game
it's,
figured
it's like
out.
For all the effort you put into it, and that's fantastic. No. But let's put that time elsewhere.
It's
you know,
perfect,
you go get that mani-pedi
and
you were going to use to make the, and I'll just go to Costco and get
and
us
it's
the
$6 for gas pie.
$6
like, fucking dollars.
How much pleasure can you get with $6?
How much?
But with a pumpkin
I don't know,
pie?
Bitch. How much pleasure can I get with $6?
How much?
How much?
$7 is about, you know, minimum
that's
at 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
I wish I could just get a pumpkin pie instead of getting snacks at Plaid Pantry.
Yeah.
If Plaid Pantry had a full-size pumpkin pie year-round.
A Costco pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I think I did notice.
It's probably, I'm going to say it, bad for you.
Oh,
but it's a
causes
vegetable.
Cancer if you have it more than 15 times a year.
Yeah,
I doubt that.
And they have to deforest one quarter acre of the Amazon in order to make each pumpkin pie.
Mm-hmm.
If only.
I mean, there's worse.
Costco like buys like 80% of the pumpkins in the world or something because they need them for the pies.
Yeah,
I do love like a good pecan pie, like where the pecans have been toasted, not the like if the nuts are soggy. I don't go for soggy. Mm-hmm. Nuts, I need a crispy nut.
Mm-hmm.
But like, yeah, where it's just like the sugar.
I mean,
it's just sugar. It's just sugar with nuts. It is a pie that's sugar with nuts.
It's yeah,
so good. But do I eat it other times of the year?
No.
A pecan pie is that's a lot. Like you sit
I think
down
that's one of the worst pies for you
for sure.
Pecans gotta be the worst.
I mean, highest sugar,
so
highest
sugar.
Fat.
Yeah,
so fucking good.
Oh, I don't know. I bet they make something in the South that we don't eat up here. That's probably worse.
Oh,
for
yeah.
They got eaten bad down. They're good at it.
It's fried. Yeah.
Deep fried.
Deep fried pecan pie.
That's good.
We didn't use pecans.
All right. Well, Dave.
Yeah.
Tanya. Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
Me.
Is our time up already?
Our time's up.
Aww. That was a lovely conversation.
Now we're going to talk some more after we're done talking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Woo. We're just going to hit the outro music. Right. Hey. There we go.
There it is.
There we go. Hey. Thanks for coming over to the basement. John
you.
Would say something funny here.
Yeah. Yes.
That's good. That's perfect.
Jamie.
Bye.
Bye.
Dave.
See y'all.
I will talk to you in like 1 minute. Bye-bye.